visions in my mind. Like that picture when you feel you can't go on, like you've been left behind. Life goes on now. Take me to that funky place where you were never born. Carry on now. Psychedelic tendencies of love. Bring it on. Bring it on.
We're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBNLive.com, here on the Repair the Breach broadcast. And I'm your host, Zechariah Todd Daniel. We're reading out of 2 Ezra here. Esdras, E-S-D-R-A-S, but really in Hebrew it's Ezra. Or Azariah, Zaria, actually. In verse 10, chapter 12, he said to me, the Almighty was giving him the interpretation of this vision that he saw for the last days. And he said, this is the interpretation of this vision which you have seen. The eagle which you saw coming up from the sea is the fourth kingdom which appeared in a vision to your brother Daniel. But it was not explained. But it was not explained to him, Daniel, as I now explain or have explained it to you. Behold, the days are coming when a kingdom shall arise on earth, and it shall be more terrifying than all the kingdoms that have been before it. And 12 kings shall reign in it, and one after the other. Second, that is to reign, shall hold sway for a longer time than any other of the 12. This is the interpretation of the 12 wings which you saw. As for your hearing a voice that spoke coming not from the eagle's heads, but from the midst of his body, this is the interpretation. In the midst of the time of that kingdom, great struggle shall arise, and it shall be in danger of falling. Nevertheless, it shall not fall then, but shall regain its former power. As for your seeing 8 little wings clinging to his wings, this is the interpretation. 8 kings shall arise in it, whose time shall be short and their years swift. And 2 of them shall perish when the middle of its time draws near. And 4 shall be kept for the time when its end approaches, but 2 shall be kept until the end. As for your seeing 3 heads at rest, this is the interpretation. In its last days, the Most High will raise up 3 kings, and they shall renew many things in it, and shall rule the earth and its inhabitants more oppressively than all who were before them. Therefore, they are called the heads of the eagle. For it is they who shall sum up his wickedness and perform his last actions. As for your seeing that the large head disappeared, one of the kings shall die in his bed, but in agonies. Interesting. But as for the 2 who remain, the sword shall devour them. For the sword of one shall devour him who was with him, but he also shall fall by the sword in the last days. As for your seeing 2 little wings passing over to the head which was on the right side, this is the interpretation. It is these from the Most High. It is these whom the Most High has kept for the eagle's end. This was the reign which was brief and full of tumult, as you have seen. And as for the lion whom you saw rousing up out of the forest and roaring and speaking to the eagle and reproving him for his unrighteousness and all, and as for all the words, his words that you have heard, this is the Messiah. Hallelujah. Folks, this is the good part. There's hope. The Messiah is coming back. Hallelujah. You got to trust in Yahweh. The end time is here. It's upon us. You're listening to the Repair the Breach broadcast. Stay tuned. 9-800.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel, and trying to get as many Repair of the Breaches out there. Like to repair the breach in your own life, spiritually, as well as naturally. You know, is the only one that can help us all. We all need to continue to be open and stay in tune with his presence, his spirit. And we're dealing a little bit in the prophetic realm here on the end time scenarios that Yahweh, the Almighty Messiah, revealed to Ezra before the end time was to come, and surely it has come, no question about it. I like to go back and look at verse 33 here, or chapter 11, and look at verse 32 quickly. It says, "Moreover, this head gained control of the whole earth, and with much oppression dominated its inhabitants, and it had great power over the world and all the wings it had gone before." And after this, does that sound like this government, this evil military system that they're trying to enforcely impose? Nothing evil about the men and women in the armed forces. It's just the commands that they're adhering to is evil, and that we pray for their safety and their revelation that Yahweh would give to them, that you don't need to listen to these evil orders. But nevertheless, folks, we need to pray, and we need to forewarn people, let them know this is the plan. This has been the plan for a long time, to create a so-called new world order out of all this chaos. And the old saying that everyone's been touting, you know, they create the problem and then they wait for the reaction, and then they want to present their solution so that it can take away your freedoms and liberties under the guise of being your protector. And really, it's for the demise of all freedom-loving people. But when the Son of Man has set you free, you don't have to be concerned for your spiritual walk. You just know that if you trust in Him and be obedient to Him and His Word and His Torah, and all is well with your soul. That doesn't mean we sit back and be not do nothing or be apathetic. No, we need to forewarn people. I'm all to commend those that do that. But most importantly, get your refuge in Him, because if you don't get refuge in Him first, then is that going to help you in the end? And that's really, really important to keep in mind. And so it goes on to say here in 2 Ezra, it says, "And after this I looked, and behold, the middle head also suddenly disappeared, just as the wings had done. But the two heads remained, which had also ruled over the earth and its inhabitants. And I looked, and behold, the head on the right side devoured the one on the left." And this is incredible prophetic realm here, detailing these things. But he wanted to know the prophecy, that he being Ezra. And the Almighty spoke to him and said that this vision, the interpretation of this vision that he saw and he allowed him to see, was the eagle which he saw was coming up from the sea as the fourth kingdom, which appeared in a vision to the prophet Daniel. But it was not explained to Daniel at that time. And the Almighty is explaining it to him now. And he says, "Behold, the days are coming when a kingdom shall arise on earth." This is verse 12 and 13. "And it shall be more terrifying than all the kingdoms that have been before it." And isn't that what this, like I said, this evil system is doing, this beast system is doing now? Big Brother is really the big beast here. The fourth beast of Daniel's vision. The eagle's wings terrorize the nation. And we're going to take your questions or comments. We got Robert Fox coming. We're going to shift gears and segue here. But I'm going to post this book, this apocalypse book of Ezra, on the Yahoo groups. If you can't find it on the net, we'll get it on there. Yahoo groups, rbnlive.com. Go to the program host under Repair of the Breach, and there's a link for you, and you can read it there. Hopefully by the end of the week we'll be posting that, or you can do a Google search. But we got, like I said, Robert Fox coming on the broadcast here, and we're looking forward to speaking with him and share what he's gone through. He has a tremendous amount of information that he could share with us. Again, he was beaten 8 different times. Federally, 8 federal attacks. He survived 30 different times of being arrested, and it's quite amazing what this man has gone through, and yet he's lived to tell about it. And he's also conducting a seminar this week in Las Vegas at the Tuscany Casino. Website's TuscanyLasVegas.com for the directions on how to get there. It's again going to be at the Tuscany Casino and Hotel and Casino. That's, the address is 255 Flamingo Road. And the number for the reservation there for the seminar is 877-887-2261. And knowledge is power. Every experience is the winning edge, is the seminar. And I think if you're in the area, you should check that out. But if we have any other callers until Robert comes on the line and be our special guest today, you can call in 800-313-9443. Open up the phone lines here in the second hour before we have Robert Fox, our special guest, come on. 800-313-9443. If you have any questions or comments, I'll be glad to take them. If you agree or disagree with what we're talking about, love to hear it either way. Again, you can call us, 800-313-9443, and don't be shy. I think it's quite amazing, though, that you've got the both, you got Daddy Bush, Baby Bush, and you got the Clintons that have formed a conglomerate, or they've come together, and yet in this end time, there are three wings that come together and want to consolidate their power. And I think that's quite amazing. I don't think there's any time in history where you had the previous president and, well, I should say the, you know, Bush 41 and Bush 43, and you got Clinton 42 now acting like they're all buddy-buddy. I just think that there's some prophetic realm here being fulfilled, and 2 Ezra, I think, details somewhat about it. If you disagree with that, I'm willing to listen to that. That's what I'm seeing in the scripture here. I'm out in left field. Tell me. But I just feel like there's something there. I think there's enough evidence to prophecy that one of these kings, it says in Ezra, these kings, one of them dies in his bed. Now, obviously, if this is true, this prophecy is true, which I believe it is, who knows exactly when it will be fulfilled, but we do know it is true. I mean, when you read this book, it's so anointed and so backed up by all the other books, it doesn't contradict it. It supports it, substantiates it, moves it up. And some gives forth a prophecy, the scripture says, to judge it by the word and by the spirit. That's why he said to try the spirit to see whether it be of Yahweh. And that's very important. Not so much the word you hear, but the spirit in which it's been delivered in. And as well, of course, the words are important as well. But nevertheless, we're living in this end time scenario, folks. And we need to trust in Yahweh, believe in him, call upon his name. And I don't think it's a coincidence that all of a sudden, as we've been hearing, the war drums to invade Iran has come, which is ancient Persia, geographically. And I don't believe that's a coincidence at all. And because in the end times, it says that Persia would be with Gog of Magog, or Russia, and they would formulate this conglomerate, this unity. And yet we're looking at Persia being the ancient, or Iran being the ancient power, or one of the four beasts that Daniel saw. You had the first beast, which was Babylon. The second beast power, government power, represented Persia, which conquered Babylon. And then you had the Grecian power, or the leopard in prophecy, conquered Persia. And then, of course, Rome conquered Greece. And Mystery Babylon, this government that has been promoting demonology and democracy, Mystery Babylon, if it's conquered again by Persia, I mean, that's what happened in the first realm, remains to be seen. But we know in the end time, the Messiah comes back and destroys all the disobedient to his Torah and his commands, his judgments, testimonies, and statutes. He destroys them with the breath of his mouth, his fire. Those that try to fight against him, he says he destroys. And so all the nations that try to rise up against him, he takes care of them. So it's important to get your relationship with the Almighty Messiah, Yahweh, back intact and renewed. And we got a caller in Ed in Pennsylvania, and we're glad you called to Repair the Breach broadcast. Ed, welcome.
Hey, howdy.
How are you doing, my friend?
Doing all right. Doing not too bad. Just listening to your show. Very interesting, as always. And I just wanted to, clarify some things concerning the Bible. You know, as well as I do, is that if you state these formulations concerning, these apocalyptic end-time scenarios and that... present them to ordinary, Joe citizen on the street, well, you're just waxing fairy tales. That's all you're doing.
Of course, it takes faith. Yeah,
walking.
It takes faith to believe. Yeah, they'll think you're crazy. That's usually
correct.
What the world correct is, right?
Yeah, and yes, I get this eschatological.
Eschatology. Study of things to come, yeah.
And you present this. Oh, I heard a music.
Yeah, why don't you hold on, Ed? We'll hold over to the break. And we got Ed in Pennsylvania, Joe in Texas. And we'll be right back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got Ed in Pennsylvania, and go ahead and follow up here, Ed.
Yeah, in Isaiah, there's references to Medes, which is used to be ancient Iran.
That's right.
And you know that, but that is a coincidence, though. You know, you always have to, you know, as when I try to explain that, it's always a oh, that's just
yeah,
that's
the Persian Mede Empire, yeah.
Correct. So when I'm, I just have to be led by faith. I guess. I mean,
yeah.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating.
It is
because I'm seeing all of this play out.
Yeah,
and
it's okay, amazing.
Simple things like the word Jesus. I mean, where they came up with that, I have no idea.
Well, it came from Babylon and Roman, and the Roman Empire wanted everybody in their system. That's why everybody says, "Well, I'm not Catholic. I'm a Christian." It's like saying, "Again, I'm not vanilla ice cream. I'm just pistachio. Still got vanilla in them." The Vatican is vanilla, so to speak, in an illustration. Hey, we're glad you called.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Hollywood. What were you going to say, Hollywood?
Hollywood just kind of they even reinforced that
right
notion. And I think there was a movie with Max von Sydow where he was walking along and this guy came up to him and he said, "Hey, what's your name?" He says, "My name is Jesus." He says, "Oh, I like that name. That's a very nice name." And he keeps walking on. And I'm thinking to myself, that word has never been in existence, not 2,000 years ago.
Well, was it in the First King James Bible? Ed, you bring out some great points. I hope you can call back next week. We got to move on here to Joe. I appreciate your comment.
You.
So take care. Joe in Texas, real quick, we got our special guest call. We're glad that you called, Joe.
Hi. I hate to ask this question again, but you're probably tired of even answering it. But,
no, go ahead.
The thing with the moon, so you have your golden moon, and it's 7 days, or is it 8 days after that?
Well, when you say
one day
when you
after
say,
it's the Sabbath.
Right. Well, let's say when the new full moon rose this past, this last one rose on a Thursday night. Well, the next Sabbath will be Thursday night to Friday, just like the new moon day will be Thursday night to Friday night this past moon.
Thursday night to Friday night. Okay.
That's when the new moon rose this past month. So therefore, the Sabbath will be Thursday night to Friday night for 4 weeks straight. And when a new moon rises on whatever day, it'll be the same way again for the next month, whatever day it rises. Just to translate on the pagan calendar. I hope that helps.
Yeah. The other question, I guess, not a question, but have you thought maybe having something like that on the site, what month it really kind of is and what the days are and all that?
Yeah, I'm going to start putting some more information. Again, I apologize for those that brought some questions. I haven't been able to address them. I'm trying to address them on the broadcast. Yeah, we'll be looking at that more this week and so forth. So be patient, folks. We'll get on it. And I appreciate your call, Jill. And please call again. And your faithful caller, I appreciate you very much. And we want to segue right into our special guest, Robert Fox. And he has quite a story to tell. He's been federally attacked 8 different times, 30 times arrested falsely, and he is putting on a seminar, as we stated, about this broadcast, a week from today, what they call on the fake calendar, May 13th to May 14th, Saturday and Sunday in Las Vegas. And the seminar is Knowledge is Power and Experience is the Winning Edge. And basically how to win in their system or in the system. And without any further ado, Robert Fox, welcome, our special guest from Texas. Welcome, my friend.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on your program.
Well, it's our honor to have you. And maybe you can tell a little bit to our listeners a little about yourself and a little bit of what I've described. And I know you were tortured. They try to force you to plead guilty to crimes you never committed to make, I guess, $500,000 or something. Maybe you can describe it and elaborate a little bit more.
Well, in 1990, Richardson Police, which is a suburb of Dallas, Texas, Richardson Police arrested me and beat me bloody on the jailhouse floor, and then discovered that they couldn't think of a charge to bring against me. So they had to go fishing for federal agencies, and after trying several federal agencies, they got the State Department to take the bite. So three guys in their dark suits showed up at the Richardson Jail to pick me up and take me to the federal building, where U.S. Marshals hung me upside down by my ankles, worked me over with pressure points, and one of them was yanking on my hair, proclaiming I was going to be a bald man. And actually altogether, well, let me say this. First off, I was denied bond. It didn't matter whether it was a million, a billion, or a trillion. It wasn't enough for somebody as dangerous as me. And I was brutalized 7 times. Paramedics were called twice. I was dragged around through 6 different facilities in 3 different states, tortured and abused for 238 days. 68 days of which were at the infamous federal torture facility, Springfield, Missouri. 68 days of psychoterrorism. Finally made my way into federal district court in Dallas, Texas, without any attorney whatsoever, and defended myself on my own 2 feet. And by the hand of the Almighty, some interesting things happened. They brought evidence against me personally signed by Secretary of State James Baker. They had Washington big wheels in the courtroom. And you cannot imagine how upset they were when they lost.
Well, can you hold that thought? Very interesting information. And you're listening to the Repair the Breach broadcast. Your host of Repair the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel with Robert Fox. Stay tuned. More to come.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com. Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to the Repair the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Zachariah Todd Daniel. We're visiting with our special guest, Robert Fox. And he's got a seminar coming up in Las Vegas. Registration for that, 877-887-2261. That's next Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th of May. Address is 255 Flamingo Road at the Tuscany Casino Hotel. And, anyhow, Robert, you're really bringing out a very interesting story, a true story that happened to you. You actually had the Secretary of State, James, or former Secretary of State, James Baker, sign off on this?
He was his personal signature was on evidence that they brought against me. Not that it did him any good because they lost.
Tell us how you won. And basically you do these seminars, how to win in their system. Basically knowledge is power, experience is the winning edge. And you have the experience. And tell us how you won.
Well, I won as a matter of law. I won at the prima facie break. And that's where the government puts on all their witnesses, evidence, and testimony. They do everything they can, and finally they say the government rests. And then it becomes the defense's turn to put on witnesses, evidence, and testimony. However, I did not need to because I won right there. And when you win at the prima facie break, it goes to show that the government never had a case in the first place. And in fact, the published opinion uses the word inconceivable to describe the situation.
True.
But it was only inconceivable on the day I won. The 238 days leading up to it, well, those didn't matter. They could just torture me, abuse me, create the havoc in my life. That was all okay. They just go ahead and do that. Folks, it's not a justice system. It's an inland piracy scheme.
I would tend to agree big time because it's a fraud and it's a fiction played out as reality, isn't it?
Exactly. And with stacks and stacks of attorneys involved in the whole thing, and what, none of them could figure out that I was wrongfully accused? Right from the magistrate when I first showed up with blood on my shirt. And they couldn't figure out that I was an innocent man wrongfully held. No, they were looking to get $500,000 in fines, and they were prepared to torture me to get it.
How many injuries did you sustain? Can you detail a little bit about, and I will be praying for your healing, and but it sounds like, you know, you're...
Well, I was beaten black and blue, so I went through some ferocious beatings, and starting right there with the Richardson Police Department, beating me bloody on the jailhouse floor, the U.S. Marshals hanging me upside down, Dallas County Deputy Sheriffs beating me black and blue, and then people say, well, of course you sue them for it, right? Absolutely. And when I sued them for it, they went ahead and rearrested me and put me through such a beating that it broke my back and I was paralyzed for a time. And when they did that at the Dallas County Jail, one of the guys who had beaten me up in the first incident stood over me and said, so, Mr. Fox, are you going to appeal now? As I lay there paralyzed.
And have you sustained this paralysis?
By the hand of the Almighty and some superb doctors who really, really care, I am up and around. However, I've had relapses. I was in a county jail one time where I fasted for 44 days. I couldn't move.
Unbelievable. That's incredible. You really have a story to tell. I really encourage all of our other hosts to get Robert on and tell his story more in detail. You're going to have a seminar next Saturday and Sunday. And in your seminar, how are you going to tell the gatherers to your seminar how they can win in this evil, corrupt system?
Well, with what I've been through the school of hard knocks. I am not an attorney. However, I have beaten attorneys by the hundreds. Anyway, I have won cases both state and federal, both civil and criminal, both for myself and for others. Also in difficult situations, contempt, mental issue, habeas corpus. For instance, there's a multimillionaire in Dallas, Dallas area, and he sued a judge, and they didn't like it, so they put him in jail. And from the Dallas County Jail, he could have hired any attorney in the country because he is, in fact, a multimillionaire. And he chose to call me, and the net result was a unanimous win at the Supreme Court of Texas on the habeas corpus.
Well, that's a great, great story. He could have picked anybody, and yet you're not an attorney or an attorney on me. Or like you said, they're cursed from, basically, like you told me last night, that they are used by Satan, whether they know it or not.
And they're cursed from in the scriptures from at Luke 11:45-54. Our Messiah that went around telling everybody to love their enemies, well, there is a category of people so utterly despicable, so completely and totally loathsome that he cursed them again and again and again. And people are making a mistake if they give even a penny to an attorney.
Wow, that's encouraging.
They're worthless garbage.
That's encouraging to hear, though, that you go in there without one because they're cursed to begin with, and you go on and basically beat them at their own game, so to speak.
Well, most of them are such slackers that they couldn't put anything together on their best day. And,
well, then,
what?
Go ahead and detail a little bit about, I know you detailed about what you're going to cover at the seminar. How long have you been doing these seminars, and when did all these atrocities take place? I mean, the beatings and all this stuff. I know you've had several of them, but we're gonna continue to pray that Yah watch over you and protect you, because you know, you really have a lot of information that needs to get out to the people.
You know, the State Department thing happened in 1990. I was arrested October 9th, 1991, on June the 3rd, 1991. That case is U.S. versus Fox, 766 F sub 569, and it was for a time cited in the United States Code annotated.
Okay.
And the case, of course, is published. Like I say, it was cited in the United States Code annotated, which is the outer limits of the legal stratosphere. And Congress had to change the law.
Just because of your case?
Well, that's what I was told. There was a law student that did a study of it and said that a whole bunch of other people won their cases because of mine. And so they went ahead and changed the law.
Well, Robert, would you be interested in taking some calls from our listeners today?
Well.
A question?
I guess we could give it a shot.
Okay, folks,
By the way, when you mentioned the reservations, that's the reservations for the hotel.
Okay.
But if somebody wants reservations for the seminar, it's 903-541-2482.
Give that one more time.
903-541-2482.
And that's coming up next Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th, what they call May, folks. And what is the time on that?
Basically 9 to 5.
9 to 5. It's an all-day seminar. And it's at the Tuscany Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. The directions, I guess, TuscanyLasVegas.com. You can get the directions on where it's at. And it's actually, I think you'd mentioned that it's right there downtown on the Strip, I guess.
It's close to the airport.
Okay.
And it's an all-suite hotel. The rooms are large, spacious rooms, and really gorgeous. And the Tuscany is a pretty new hotel.
Okay. Well, if you have any questions or comments for Robert Fox, our special guest, you can call in here at 800-313-9443. And if you have a question or comment, for him, 800-313-9443. We'll just open the phone line. So, Robert.
In the meantime, I should mention that at the seminar, people will pick up information on how to win on things from parking tickets and speeding tickets right through to federal felonies.
Wow.
And the system has a lot of tricks that they use against people. I mean, they routinely convict innocent people. In Dallas, Texas, the District Attorney Bill Hill claims a 98.5% conviction rate. And heck, he doesn't even need evidence. It was over 80 fake drug cases. The white powder in the plastic baggies was not even cocaine or crack. It was chalk. 80 fake drug cases. 80 families utterly destroyed.
They fabricate.
By fabricated nonsense, chalk in a white plastic baggie, and they're coercing these people to plead guilty, threatening them with decades in prison. I mean, the whole thing is completely and totally out of hand. The Department of Justice released the figures of incarceration per 100,000 of population, and it's more than 600% higher here than it is in China or Canada.
Yeah,
or in other words, if we step across the border into Canada, suddenly we're cured. We're no longer genetically predisposed to be criminals. But if we step back here, well, by gosh, we're genetically predisposed to be criminals, 600% higher than anywhere else.
Now, do you know much about, obviously, when they have a reason, it's all about commerce, and they use prisoner bonds and attach that and finance. You mentioned they wanted to make $500,000 off of you and collect some fines. Can you elaborate more on how they do that?
I was accused of with absent any entry documents whatsoever, I was accused of forging and counterfeiting entry documents and impersonating myself.
Impersonating yourself, that's a real crime, isn't it?
Well, about as much as the other one, which is which I've frequently been accused of, and that's failure to identify. And it's interesting to note that every state in the union has a failure to identify law. Now watch this. The legislature is dominated by the blood-sucking bar terrorists, and
right.
The bar terrorists pass a bogus law. They have to know that it's a bogus law when they pass it. I mean, they are educated, trained, paid, and sworn to uphold the law. And they go ahead and they pass a bogus law called failure to identify. Then they pass that to the executive branch, and that's dominated, or the whole upper echelon of that is dominated by bar terrorists, and they send out their lapdogs, the police, to enforce it. And then people are brought before the judicial branch, which is essentially totally bar terrorists, who extract the cash from them. And the whole operation is completely bogus. The accusation of failure to identify is 100% nonsense.
Yeah, what happened to you had the right to remain silent, right?
Exactly.
Ultra contradictions within the system. I mean, over and over and over. You've really been through the ringer, and it seems like you've got a huge education. And now you're willing to share this information. That's a good thing for you to do.
I identified myself when the Richardson police got a hold of me, but after being beaten bloody on the jailhouse floor, it occurred to me that maybe I shouldn't identify myself anymore. So I stopped identifying myself. I've been arrested some 30 times, and because I don't identify myself, I've been frequently charged with failure to identify. And I win on that one every time.
How many times that's happened to you?
It's a whole bunch of times. But I win every time on failure to identify. They can charge me with that. Sometimes they drop the case before it ever gets to court. If we go to court, I beat them anyway, right there. And I can, and this stuff I can show the students. It's unlike many other people who go around teaching seminars with theories. What I have is the stuff where the rubber meets the road. I can show file stamp copies of the stuff where I've won, and I can show the students file stamp copies, judge's signature, winning on failure to identify at the prima facie break, which is to say, the state never had a case in the first place because I never even put on a defense.
That's really
I merely questioned their nonsense.
That's very impressive. Very impressive. So then, whenever you've gotten taken into custody, and we talked about this earlier, you know, off the air, you never want to sign anything. Because then you're giving permission, obviously, to be charged, or basically you can be held without being charged. Obviously, look at Al Addis, 344 days without even being, you know, charged with a crime. I mean, what would your position be on that? About not signing anything?
Well,
sure you don't sign.
The case with Al Addis is just another example of bar terrorism. For a man to spend 344 days in jail when they know that they didn't have a case against him to start with and that they are simply trying to extort funds from a guy and using incarceration, and by the way, unlawful incarceration. These guys are kidnappers. Kidnappers and torture experts. Anybody who's got a bar card is essentially involved in a gangster outfit of bar terrorists that are responsible for murder, torture, and general mayhem.
Well said. I couldn't agree more.
And there's so many, there's so much examples of it that to even question it is to deny reality. I mean, look at what happened to the children at Waco. Not
right.
A day in court, incinerated alive, thanks to bar terrorists.
An atrocious, yeah.
The police, whether you want to call them the ATF or U.S. Marshals or FBI, they don't take a step without.
Why don't you hold that
more
thought?
Terrorists helping.
Well, hold that. We're visiting with Robert Fox. Want to call in 800-313-9443 if you got a question for our guest, Robert Fox. He's having a seminar next Saturday and Sunday on the 13th and 14th. You can call him at 903-541-2482, 903-541-2482. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBNLive.com, also on the shortwave 11.920. We're glad that you've tuned in. We've got a special guest today, Robert Fox, who's been detailing his experience. He's putting on a seminar again next Saturday and Sunday, May 13th and 14th in Las Vegas at the Tuscany Hotel and Casino. His number to register is 903-541-2482. And if you want any more information on that, and we have a caller who wants to ask Robert a question. Jim in Idaho, welcome.
Yes, hi. Hi, Robert.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call there.
Oh, you're welcome.
Just wanted to, boy, that's a pretty traumatic situation you've gone through there, guy. I wondered if you've got some kind of a website, maybe a phone number. I'm not real sure exactly what I want to ask. I mean, geez, this kind of thing is pretty extraordinary.
Well, it's horrible, but I'll tell you what, it's not as horrible as when I was at the federal torture facility at Springfield, Missouri, and there was a fellow there that wrote home to his parents, you know, sending the mail out on Friday and telling his parents in the letter that by the time they read the letter, he would probably be dead. And sure enough, the guards killed him over the weekend. One of the guys in the cafeteria explained to me that he had to clean up the blood off the walls of the cell. And it was in the Springfield News Leader that on the front page of the guy was killed in federal custody.
Right.
He's not the only one; it's lots of them. And in the Texas Department of Corrections, for anybody who needs to know, they have better than one a day dying, and it's not of natural causes. It's not a safe place to be, folks.
I suppose what I would be most interested in is your winnings in court. It seems like you've done an extraordinary job in court to win your various cases. Do you list the mechanics of how you do such a thing on any kind of a website or such, or just in your seminars or what?
I don't have a website right now, although people have been pressing me to do that, and hopefully we will do that in the not too distant future.
So you do this primarily in your seminars?
The seminars is one way of getting the information. I had been helping a lot of people, but it's on a one-on-one basis. It's difficult to coach people. What I'm getting at is in terms of the overall effect, you know, if you poke along just one at a time, it's difficult. You know, doing the seminar, at least we can reach a lot more people at one time. And then, of course, with the website, we'll reach more people.
Right. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Well, we...
time is short.
Appreciate your call. I apologize for not getting all the other callers, Dylan and Ralph. Also, we had a special guest there, Robert Falk. It's been our honor to have you, Robert. Hopefully, we can have you back. You can reach Robert Fox at 903-541-2482, 903-541-2482. Again, I encourage all the other hosts on all the networks to have Robert on, let us tell a story more elaborately, more time. And, Robert, thanks for coming on. We wish you well and pray for your health, bro.
Thank you very much, and blessings to all the people out there, and
okay.
We press on and to raise up his holy kingdom.
All right. May Yah bless everybody. Until next week, shalom. Take care.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.